And Starbucks is jumping into the race debate. In a new campaign with USA Today, Starbucks baristas are handing out cups with the words "Race Together" printed on them. And there's a special USA Today supplement with questions to prompt conversations on race that will be handed out at stores. CEO Howard Schultz met with thousands of employees in forums over the last month and said the conversations were heartbreaking. And in a video to employees, he said, if a customer asks you why we're doing this, try to engage in a discussion that we have problems in this country in regards to race, and we believe we are better than this. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us from New York. And Jason, your first thoughts on this as a business decision?
Well, my first thoughts on it is that this really isn't about business, so it appears. And the CEO, Howard Schultz, has been making a lot of political moves and a lot of political overtures that really don't seem to be about the bottom line in the company, because he has the flexibility to do that because the company is so profitable. You know, he told the Seattle Times recently that, you know, we're leading the company to redefine the role and responsibility of a public company.
Yeah.
And he doesn't seem that worried.
Well, he launched a petition in 2013 calling on lawmakers to end the federal government shutdown. He tussled with gun owners. He pledged to hire veterans. So this is something that he's doing. But he's now asking employees to engage in a very touchy, tender topic. Here's what some of them had to say in one of those meetings.
The current state of racism or in our country, it's almost like humidity. You can't see it, but you feel it.
And one thing that I've always thought was interesting is that while I'm from what's considered a very diverse community, there still is quite a bit of segregation in our city and in our country.
It's not only us talking about the big things, but it's us sitting down one-on-one with people and talking about what are the things you teach your kids. When you sit down around the family dinner table, what do you talk about?
Well, there's been some criticism online, Jason, under the Race Together hashtag that Starbucks is trying to promote, you know, telling people to ask questions like, do you have different views on race than your parents? Kim Moore tweeted, Starbucks is going to discuss race relations without addressing gentrification. They've been accused of that. Others pointing out Starbucks has a white leadership. What is the potential for blowback here?
Well, I think you never know what's going to happen when you start when you in today's social media era. You know, will a barista say something that could backfire? I mean, it hasn't happened yet, and you know, as we've discussed, they've dipped their toes into other controversial issues like same-sex marriage, and there hasn't been any negative repercussions thus far to speak of. But you know, the people will start raising other things, like, you know, for example, the pay of Howard Schultz. He was compensated $21.5 million last year. I mean, those kinds of things, when you start talking about race and you start talking about issues of income inequality, that's bound to come up. But hopefully he's trying to avoid, you know, the company's trying to avoid sort of, you know there being some kind of meme or being some kind of really ugly social media YouTube video or something that could be bad.
Well, we will see what happens this week as Starbucks again jumps into a conversation about race going on in the country because of all sorts of different news stories. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thank you.
Thank you.
And we'd love your thoughts on the Starbucks campaign, again, with USA Today. Do you want to engage in a conversation about race as you get your coffee? Maybe that's something you're dying to do. Let us know at hereandnow.org.